Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, the podcast where we bring you the latest insights into the aerospace industry right here in the northwest of England. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're diving into a fascinating discussion on how aerospace and defence manufacturers can streamline their operations using MBOM, change management, and digital twins. It's all about efficiency, compliance, and staying ahead in a fast-paced industry.
That sounds right. We've been following the work of Rachel Lecron, a seasoned manufacturing engineer who recently shared her insights on these topics. Let's start with MBOM. Rachel emphasized how crucial it is for defense manufacturing. So, Daniel, what's your take on this?
Right, so MBOM, or Manufacturing Bill of Materials, is like the blueprint that connects design to production. In defense, where regulations are so strict, having an accurate MBOM is essential. It ensures every part meets specifications and that changes are tracked across all systems.
I see, so it's not just about listing parts but integrating with other systems like design and service. How does that work in practice?
Exactly. Imagine an MBOM that's linked to the design system and service processes. When a design change happens, it automatically updates the manufacturing process. This reduces errors and saves time, especially when dealing with custom components which are common in defense.
That does make sense, but I wonder about the challenges. Rachel mentioned regulatory compliance and customization as major hurdles. How do you address those?
Great question. Compliance means every part must meet exact standards, so the MBOM needs to include all the testing and certification steps required by regulators. Automation helps here by ensuring changes are reflected across systems without manual errors.
I see, so automation is key to handling the complexity. What about the variability in custom orders?
Right, defense manufacturing often deals with unique customer requirements. The MBOM has to be flexible enough to adapt to these changes while maintaining compliance. That's where a robust PLM system helps by managing all these variables in one place.
That's interesting. Now let's move to change management. Rachel talked about the need for agility in handling constant revisions. Daniel, how does that apply to defense manufacturing?
In defense, design changes are frequent and often urgent. An agile change management system allows manufacturers to make real-time updates without getting bogged down by bureaucracy. This is crucial for staying competitive.
What are the main challenges there?
Long approval cycles and complex supply chains. When a change is needed, it can take a long time to get approvals from multiple stakeholders, including government agencies. Plus, if parts are sourced from different suppliers, delays can happen if changes aren't communicated quickly.
So, how do you overcome these challenges?
A phased approach helps. Automate approvals for low-risk changes and keep manual reviews for critical components. This speeds things up without losing control. Also, integrating change management with the supplier network ensures everyone is aligned and changes are implemented smoothly.
That makes sense. Now let's talk about digital twins. Rachel highlighted their potential in optimizing processes. How do they work in defense manufacturing?
Digital twins are virtual models that simulate the entire production process. They help identify bottlenecks before they happen on the shop floor. This is especially useful in defense, where precision and efficiency are critical.
What are the challenges with implementing digital twins?
Cost and complexity are big issues. Defense manufacturers often produce highly specialized, one-off items, so creating accurate digital twins can be expensive. Also, data silos between departments like design and manufacturing can prevent the digital twin from being effective.
So, how do you start implementing digital twins?
Start small by creating digital twins for your most critical and repeatable processes. For example, simulate the assembly of standardized components first. This allows you to test the concept, gather data, and scale up without overwhelming your systems.
That's a solid approach. It seems like integrating these three elements, MBOM, change management, and digital twins, could really transform defense manufacturing. What are your final thoughts, Daniel?
I think it's a game changer. By implementing integrated systems, defense manufacturers can accelerate production, reduce errors, and stay compliant. It's about balancing agility with control, especially in an industry where precision is paramount.
Absolutely. And for our listeners in the Northwest Aerospace Cluster, these strategies could mean a significant boost in efficiency and competitiveness. Thanks for tuning in, Daniel.
Thanks, Emma, and thanks to our listeners for joining us. For more insights, visit our website or follow us on social media. Until next time.
Goodbye and stay informed.